It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with members of the Strategic Engagement Lead Third Sector team here at the RNIB to talk about partnership working, and this time it's all about technology. I'm now joined here on Connect Radio by Andrea Glover, Strategic Engagement Manager, and Gary Brunskill, Specialist Lead in Assistive Technology and Digital Inclusion here at the RNIB. Hello, Andrea and Gary.
Hi, Toby. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Andrea.
Good morning, Toby.
Andrea, firstly, could you tell me how all the work that Gary and his team does around digital inclusion and assistive technology feed back into all the partnership working between the RNIB, our other sight loss sector partners?
Of course. Well, we do a lot of referrals of customers to local societies and work with them to share information on the latest technology and training. We offer demonstrations and can help them with peer support groups. So it's really all about how we can work to strengthen the sector.
Gary, would you be able to outline some of the work that you and your team have been doing around assistive technology and digital inclusion with our sight loss sector partners?
Yeah, absolutely, Toby. There's a lot of work we've been doing with partners. It's a big part of what we're all about within the technology team. Aside from supporting our customers, blind and partially sighted people, we have a goal and a mission to actually support a wide range of partners and groups to be able to develop and deliver their own support mechanisms and structures in their local areas. Because what our ultimate goal is that people can get support with assistive technology anywhere that they are and in any shape and form that they need. So we'll often offer support on running an assistive technology session or services that could take the shape of, you know, sharing resources or signposting to information or content on the web. It could take the shape of training some staff or volunteers at a local or regional society, or also within some of the third sector groups, not within the sight loss sector as well. So an example would be with Age UK, for example, who run a number of digital inclusion programs. But what we want to make sure is that those sessions are also accessible for people with sight loss to attend. And on occasion, we've also supported some of our partners and organisations with funding bids or writing, you know, letters of support and so on to ensure that they can secure pots of money or funding to be able to deliver the services locally. On top of that, you know, more broadly, we've been doing work with large-scale sight loss organisations as part of the sight loss sector collaboration. So with guide dogs, with blind veterans, Macular Society and Visionary, to name a few, to work out strategies and ways of overcoming the challenges that people are facing when it comes to technology and sight loss. And then finally, I would say, you know, it's more broader than the sight loss sector because digital skills and technology is important for everyone. I also am involved with the Digital Skills Working Group, which is a self-styled title. Essentially, it's a network of national charities and individuals in those charities, similar to myself, who have the remit of supporting digital inclusion programs. And the purpose of that network is around sharing best practice, learning, sharing knowledge across the digital inclusion sector.
And I know the RNIB obviously has the Tech for Life team and the TFL volunteers around the country helping blind and partially sighted people. And I wondered how much the TFL team might get involved with our sight loss sector partners.
Well, that's it. That's exactly the team that are leading this work. So I'm the service lead for the technology team. And what we set up is an advice and information service for customers. That's only one part of the team's work. So we've got a fantastic team who juggle a number of priorities, one of which obviously is supporting customers. And obviously that's a big chunk of our work on a day-to-day basis. But they have the two other hats of working with a regional set of organisations and groups. As well as that, they also manage the technology volunteers in the designated region that they are assigned. So yeah, it's the Technology for Life team that also do the work with upskilling and working with partners. I think we see it as a real key continuation of that work. So if a customer may call us for information and advice, they may need that additional support, which could be offered by a partner. And if we have to make a referral, we want that to be as smooth as possible rather than having a disjointed journey where we have to refer them over to another team internally to then make a referral externally. It's actually a lot quicker and easier if our guys in TFL are able to make the connection between the customer and the partners as well. And of course, if that partner is well established, they have a good technology service, then we've had some really, really good successes of making their referrals and also learning from them, because there's a lot of knowledge out there in the sector that is then shared back with our TFL team that can again be shared with customers or with other partners.
Andrea, how does all the work that Gary and his team are doing around assistive technology and digital inclusion feed back into all the partnership work back here at the RNIB?
Well, I think as Gary explained there, it really is about trying to strengthen the sector and make the best possible offer out there for the customer. One of the things that we've been most proud of recently is that we were able to work with local sector partners on giving away Amazon Echo devices. So as part of the celebrations to launch the Talk and Book skill with Amazon, we had nearly 3,000 Amazon Echo devices, and local partners identified recipients who they felt would benefit the most from these, and we literally were able to distribute via them. So it's strengthening those relationships, it's building the foundations that mean that people who are out there living with a visual impairment can access the services need and become as fully digitally skilled as we are able to help make them.
Gary, how do blind and partially sighted people, technology providers and our other sight loss sector partners find out about all the support that is on offer from your team?
Well, certainly the main route of engaging with the TFL team is through the RNIB helpline and or speaking to a sight loss advisor at RNIB. So they would be able to share more information about the work that we do and then obviously make a referral into the team. I think the other elements is if a customer, a blind or partially sighted person, or their friends, families or carers as well, which I would hasten to add have an important part to play in the role of someone accessing and making use of technology. If they are visiting an eye clinic or a local society and groups locally, to please ask for information about the Technology for Life team and how they might be able to make a referral.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Andrea Glover and Gary Brunskill, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.
Thanks, Toby.